You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on July 5th, 2024. Sorry about the paper. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 25 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, the SFU Red Leafs hockey, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Atmosphere's Talk Talk EP, with Talk Talk featuring Bat Flower.
Exceptions. Notice the majority authority be stepping in the traffic with bad directions. I don't want to sound like another typical escapist, but I won't protest if you want to deviate away from the basics. If you think it'll help, we can celebrate your pain and your patience. They said hell is made out of self-deprecation. Dressed up head to toe, but never felt so naked. So fortunate, there ain't nothing to forfeit. and a torch gotta light its own course, I guess. Nobody ever told you about the vultures in a hornet's nest. I know you wanna move forwards, but you feel like an ornament, and everyone acts so supportive, the distortion sounds disproportionate.
That was Talk Talk featuring Bad Flower from Atmospheres Talk Talk EP. I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. On June 30th, the SFU Athletics Facebook page announced the schedules for the Red Leafs golf teams as women's start against St. Martin's on September 20th, while men's begin at True North Classic on September 22nd, hosted by the SFU Red Leafs. On July 3rd, the Red Leafs basketball announced the recruitment of Michael Evbekaru, who stands at 6 feet 4 inches or 193 centimeters. Evbekaru played for the Siena College Saints, an NCAA Division I program based in Loudonville, New York, in his freshman year, where he started 7 out of 18 games played, averaged 5.8 points, 5.7 rebounds, and 1.8 assists per game. Before his time with Siena College, Michael Evbekaru led Royal Crown Academic Athletic School, based in Toronto, to a 72-11 record in 2022-2023, the latter of which Evbekaru led the Kings to the 2023 crown in the Ontario Scholastic Basketball Association, where he earned the MVP honors in the championship game. During the 2023 season, Michael Evbekaru averaged 18.2 points, 10.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 1.2 steals. Evbekaru's great performance also reached elite high school competition as he was the co-MVP in the 2023 Canadian BioSteel Basketball Games, followed by playing for Canada in the U19 World Cup last summer, averaging 4.3 points, 4 rebounds in 15 minutes over 7 games. So let's see if there is any update this time. I'm just looking at the SFU Athletics Facebook page, which is sometimes, which is often more updated than the SFU Athletics page, with this week being a notable exception. There has been no new updates for today on the SFU Athletics. Next up is Rugine's self-titled album. The track is Scream of the Dragon. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Freedom to
I would like to comment on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On July 2nd, its Twitter page announced the recruitment of Maxim Potvin to their non-conference roster. Potvin, who hails from Sudbury, Ontario, started his travel hockey journey with the Phoenix Coyotes AAA program, traveled overseas to Sweden to play with the IF Mölndal Hockey, Borås Hockey Club, returned to North America to play for the Victory Honda 18U AAA based in Plymouth, Michigan, which play in the T1EHL, and capped off his junior career in the BCHL Powerbird Kings Trail Smoke Eaters, scoring 74 points in 127 games over the last three seasons. Maxim Potvin is the grandson of Dennis Potvin, who captained the New York Islanders to four straight Stanley Cups between 1980 and 1983. The third act is Yo 6, Do You Know? Here is Bionic Dreams. We'll be right back. I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, with many earning collegiate scholarships and some getting drafted by the Major League Baseball. So, on June 30th, I believe, six teams were in action, with the Coquitlam Reds, UBC Thunder, playing in the 2024... No, this was June 28th, actually. Sorry about this. June 29th. Six teams were in action, with the Coquitlam Reds, UBC Thunder, playing in the 2024 Canada Day Classic 19U Division, hosted by the Weber Wildcats, based in Springbank, Alberta, just west of Calgary. In the morning, UBC played the Sherwood Park Dukes, based in just east of Edmonton. No scores are available. Meanwhile, in BC, there were two doubleheaders in the Premier Division. The Victoria Mariners edged the host Parksville Royals 5-4, who edged the visitors 6-5 in Game 2 for a split at Inouye Wallace Field, while the Okanagan Athletics edged the host Wally Chiefs 3-2, who destroyed the visitors 8-2 in Game 2 for a split at Wally Athletic. Back to Springbank, Alberta, just west of Calgary, the Coquitlam Reds played one of two nightcaps for the 2024 Canada Day Classic against the Weber Wildcats Varsity, one of the two teams fielded by the hosts, to close out the round-robin portion for the 19U division. However, no scores are available. June 30th saw four doubleheaders in the BC PBL Premier Division. Wally edged Okanagan 2-1 in Game 1, but were shaded 7-6 in Game 2 for a split at Wally Athletic. The Abbotsford Cardinals edged the visitors North Shore Twins 2-1, followed by a 4-1 win for a sweep at Del Air. The Victoria Mariners deep 6 to host Mid-Island Pirates 9-1 in Game 1, followed by a 3-0 shutout for a sweep at Nanaimo Seroxman. And the visitors Victoria Eagles soared over the Parksville Royals 9-4 in Game 1, but were shaded 3-2 in Game 2 for a split at Inouye Wallace Field. Meanwhile, the Coquitlam Reds and UBC Thunder met at the 2024 Canada Day Classic, hosted by the Weber Wildcats in Springfield, just west of Calgary, in a 19U quarterfinal matchup, where UBC won to advance to the semifinals against the Okotoks Dogs, based in south of Calgary. The Thunder fell to the Dogs, who ultimately won the 19U championship by defeating the Weber Wildcats Prep, one of the two hosting teams in the 2024 Canada Day Classic, based in Springbank, just west of Calgary, Alberta. Meanwhile, the Langley Blaze played Yavapai Baseball, based in Prescott, Arizona, in Port Angeles, Washington, where the Blaze's Owen Fernandez smashed a grand slam. Many events occurred on July 2nd, dominated by the White Rock Tritons, who started the day by announcing two commitments on its Twitter page, Akon Spilling, Max Edwards Weiland, to the Colorado Northwest Community College, based in Craig and Rangeley, Colorado. The Tritons followed the two college commitments with announcements for two BC select camps, first with the 17U, Ryan Connell, Matt Hughes, and Matt Cocotelo, all of whom play for the White Rock Tritons Premier Team. Kadeen Armitage is the only Premier Triton to be selected for the BC 16U camp. Vince Trotter and Lucas Wheeler, both of whom play for the White Rocks Junior Team. Later on, the Delta Blue Jays congratulated their graduating seniors, Joey Marino, Davis Lee, Kyle Hill, Owen Strang, Lucas Chan, Noah Del Rosario, Chase Douglas, TJ Fuller, Nick Leheru, and Sam Grad via Twitter. Later on July 2nd, Delta hosted Langley in its seniors' night, where the host Blue Jays quad damaged the Blaze 4-1. Three games were on tap for July 3rd. The visitors Parksville shut out the host Coquitlam 6-0 on Monday, followed by the host Langley's 5-0 goose egg of Delta, avenging the previous night's loss, this time at McLeod Athletic. Before North Shore hosted Abbotsford at North Vancouver's Parkgate, the Twins retired the number of John Haar, their longtime executive, currently the director of baseball operations and player development, who played for the San Francisco Giants, New York Yankees minor league systems, reaching up to AA, followed by a legendary coaching career and being inducted into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007. Under Har's tutelage, the North Shore Twins have won numerous championships. After the ceremony, the Twins grounded the Abbotsford Cardinals 7-2 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On July 4th, the Victoria Mariners announced four college commitments via its Twitter page: Josh Burrows, Kalen Hayashi to Colorado Northwestern Community College based in Craig Rangeley, Colorado, Max Rodnicki to University of Toronto, and Cohen Muir to Concordia University in Montreal. Later on, the visitors Langley blitzed Coquitlam 12-6 at Mundy. Today, the BC PBL congratulated players who qualified to represent BC at the Western Canada Prospect Series and Canada Cup. Among 44 players in the 16U and 17U teams, 40 play in the BC PBL. Just a minute, please. Let me look if there are any new updates. Well, the BC PBL reiterated the Victoria Mariners four college commitments on its Twitter page today. Later on, Coquitlam and Langley complete a home-and-home set tonight as the Reds visit the Blaze at Langley's McLeod Park. The first pitch is at 6 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 26-6. The Delta Blue Jays are second at 27-12. The Victoria Eagles are third at 22-13. The White Rock Tritons are fourth at 20-13. The Wally Chiefs are fifth at 18-14. The EBC Thunder are sixth at 16-16. The North Shore Twins are seventh at 17-19. Abbotsford Cardinals are 15-17 for eighth. The Parkville Royals are 9th at 15-20. The Okanagan Athletics are 10th at 14-22. The Coquitlam Reds are 11th at 12-20. The Victoria Mariners are 12th at 13-22. And the Mid Island Pirates are last at 6-27.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 25 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, YF Bob's Display Case with That's Me.